Take your Bible and turn to Acts chapter number 5. Acts chapter number 5. I want to look at just one verse just as a springboard for the thought this evening. And verse number 29 would be that verse. The Bible says, "Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men.'" I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on this question and that Paul, Peter's posing to us here, the statement that he makes, we ought to obey God. And I want to add to that in the title, Brother Charles, we ought to obey God and the steps of a Christian. The steps of a Christian. As we look at this and we see the Bible speaking of this here, and we see how a lot of opposition has come up against Peter and John and these others, the apostles, as they're trying to minister the Word of God in the early church. There's a lot taking place, and they come to them, and Peter begins to, in chapter 4, begins to give them the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, how Jesus of Nazareth, verse number 10 of chapter 4, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. Talking about that man that was made whole through the Holy Ghost God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And as he begins to minister to this, and he tells them that he was that stone that the builders had disallowed. He said that cornerstone, that chief cornerstone, and it's the cornerstone, praise God, to anybody and everyone or to be building upon. And they looked at this and they seen the boldness. Verse 13 of chapter 4 of Peter and John, and they perceived that they was unlearned and ignorant men, and they marveled because they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. I want to say, if we ever get with Jesus, amen, praise God, people begin to wonder at us. People begin to look at us funny. People begin to try to figure us out. But the amazing thing about that is when they figure out who you are and where you are and who you're with, they'll be so close to Lord Jesus Christ, they'll be ready to be saved. Amen? Ain't you glad for that? But as we begin to see this and it plays out, and Peter begins to expand upon this, and they begin to tell him just to be quiet and not to talk in this manner. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, they realize that the Bible says in verse number 16 that a notable miracle had been done by them, and it was manifest that to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. And they can't deny it. Amen. I want to say the most marvelous thing that ever happened was Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He rose up victorious over death and the grave. Ain't you glad for that tonight? Praise God. I'm glad that the Lord got up, amen, so that we can too. And we can rise up in a newness of life. Amen. But he goes on in verse 17, says that in chapter 4, said, but it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Now, we're living a day and hour. You say, preacher, this kind of sounds familiar. Yeah, we're living in the same time. A day and hour when it's okay to do whatever you want to, worship or whatever, as long as you don't mention the name of Jesus. Amen. People are offended by the name of the Lord. Amen. You can talk about God, or you can talk about Buddha, you can talk about anybody else, as long as you don't mention the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I told a while back, it was a pretty good while back, there was a lady had one of them bumper stickers on her car with all these different things. Amen. And I told her, I said, I appreciate your things, but I said, especially that last part with that cross, it represents the Lord Jesus Christ and His church. Well, she flew all over me. She said, don't you try to put your religion on me. Amen. I said, ma'am, I thought you was accepting of all of them. Amen. I pray God, I was just telling you about mine. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. But I'm telling you what, praise God, I'm glad I serve a Savior. Praise God. I'm not ashamed of. And lifting up the name of the Lord. Praise His holy name. He said, they called them and commanded verse 18, not speak at all in the name, or nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. So Peter just lays it out there. He said, should we listen to God or should we listen to you? Now, can you imagine those Pharisees and hypocrites as they began to lay it out there for them and said, listen, this is what God said to do. Should we listen to Him or should we listen to you? I don't know about you. I'm just going to listen to God. What God says in the volume of this book, praise God, it speaks volumes. It gives us direction. It gives us instruction. Amen. He goes on, verse 20, said, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. He said, we walked with this man, Jesus Christ. We saw him killed. We saw him buried. And we saw him alive, praise God. What more can we say? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see it playing out here. And then the Bible says in chapter number 5 and verse number 17, then the high priest rose up and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. Amen. So the main thing with the Sadducees and the Pharisees was jealousy. Amen. They was jealous because they felt that they was losing control. Amen. You know what? We see that a lot of times in our church if we ain't careful. We have jealousy rise up between different people because of they think that we're losing control. But I want to say, praise God, there's only one in control, and that's God. And Lord Jesus Christ, He's the one that read that. He's the head of the church. His body. Amen. We're just little old parts. Amen. Praise God. But what a privilege, Brother Bill, is that we get to be a part of something this big. Praise His holy name. He said, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Now, I believe that life he's talking about is life with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's because that's the only life that matters. Amen. This old life which we lived and which life we live in the flesh, praise God, don't amount to much. But I won't say the life that we live in toward Jesus Christ, praise God, it amounts to a whole lot. It's the words of life, praise God, that speak to us. And when they heard that, verse 21, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came and they that were with him and called a council together and all the senate of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying to prison, I like this part. He said, saying to prison, truly found we shut with all safety and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Amen. Praise God. One day, it's going to be the same thing with church. Praise God. One of these days, they're going to look around for us and say, we ain't going to be here no more. Amen. We're going to go out of here, praise God. They're going to look around and they're going to say, this is where they ought to be, but they ain't there no more. Amen. Lord, you know what? It's going to be too late for them. But it's going to be a glorious day for us. Praise God when we go out of here. But they're looking for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, it amazes me because the Bible says here, the Lord by night opened, the angel Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them out. Amen. But them guards that was guarding it didn't see it. I want to say a whole lot of the world, they don't see what God's doing. They don't realize and recognize what God has power to do in the manifestation of His magnificence. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 24 says, now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. They knew what would happen. They knew how big this would get. They knew the tale would go out. He said, then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain of the officer and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. And when I believe the people are there and they wanted to hear the good word of God. I believe God's people, praise God. I believe those that's got attentive ear will want to hear the good word of God. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love the good word of God, don't you? Amen. It makes a difference. But he said, when they had brought them, they set them before the council and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? It said, and behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Amen. So we see here, as Peter is there, and he's minding the Lord, and he's standing before him, praise God, doing what God would have him to do. You want me to tell you what makes the difference? Praise God, it makes a difference because of in his steps towards Christ Jesus and Christianity, praise God, he became a child of the King. You say, how did it happen? Well, I want to just give you some steps, some little baby steps tonight, if you will, praise God, in the steps of a Christian. Amen. We ought to obey God in the steps of a Christian. And we see it as God begins to manifest it in there, and we see what took place in what transpired in the life of Peter and Paul and John, all these others, praise God. We realize that they belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Realize that we belong to Him, and He's the Lord, the chief shepherd of our souls, praise God, and we belong to Him. We can't serve nobody else. The Bible tells in Matthew chapter 6, 24, said, no man can serve two masters. What we have to do is decide whose side we're on. We decide who we're going to go with. We decide whom we will serve. Amen. What do you mean? It means to be determined in today to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. James said in chapter 4, verse 7, he said, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he'll free from you. But he said, you can't resist the devil till you submit yourself to God. We have to submit ourselves to God. You say, Pastor, what does that mean? Submitting ourselves totally to Him. Submitting ourselves to His power, His authority. And when we get the power and the authority of God's God on our lives, praise God, we get the love and the compassion, praise God, that God has to bestow upon you and me. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? We begin to see when we determine in our heart that we're going to serve God. I wonder today how many Christians have really determined in their heart that they're going to serve God. Amen. We say we're saved. Amen. We remember when we got born again, we say that we're saved, we're born again, praise God. But I wonder how many have actually decided in their heart, determined in their heart to serve the Lord. You cannot do that, praise God, until you've submitted yourself to God. Now, to submit means to be used of, to be there. Amen. To give yourself wholly, to make a commitment to the Lord. Amen. Don't get quiet on me. Amen. You ought to be shouting, praise God. That's right, preacher. Amen. Amen myself, I will. We have to commit ourselves to the Lord. We're living today in our church. Listen, the church, people, this world needs us more than we ever know. Amen. The church, let me just say it this way. The world needs the church today and the church in its full capacity to serve the Lord. To minister for the Lord Jesus Christ, to lift up the name of the Lord, praise God, that people, our people, our community, amen, might have hope. What's happening in this world today is because of people with hopelessness. They're trying to get their hope out of something else, and they're chasing everything they can think of except the Lord Jesus Christ. I told you before, if I had a piece of paper with 100 things on it, if you just do these 100 things, praise God, you'll have peace and joy and happiness, and you'll be a shoo-in for heaven. They'd be lined up for miles to get that paper. Amen. But Brother Bill, when you tell them you'll just love the Lord Jesus Christ, receive Him as your Lord and Savior, praise God, love and serve Him, praise God, you can have peace and joy and happiness. Amen. To the full. But they won't even come to the door to get it. Amen. It breaks your heart. It breaks a pastor's heart when they won't even come get it, praise God. But when James said, all you got to do is submit yourselves, amen, to the Lord. Amen. He said, submit yourself therefore to God. And then put up a resistance. Once you submit yourself, you say, preacher, it's hard to resist this world we live in. Yeah, without the Lord it is. But if you've got the Lord, praise God, He's there with you everywhere that you go. Amen. When you're submitted to Him, committed to Him, praise God, He's there to take care of things for you. He'll touch in your heart, He'll touch in your mind, He'll show us what He'd have us to do. He'll even help us keep our mouth shut, praise God, till it's time for us to say something. Amen. Amen. Won't let us go around making foolish statements that we regret later. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, sometimes God give us a set of ivory, pray God, as bars of this old unruly tongue. Bible says the tongue is an unruly evil. Who can tame it? Amen. But God give us bars of ivory, praise God. You clamp down on that thing real good and tight, praise God, it won't say nothing. Amen. Your thinking will change in a hurry. Amen. Praise God. We got to be careful. We got to start working, praise God, not to say anything or do anything that hurt those that Jesus died for. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're getting too far down the road in this thing, praise God, turn back now. So we got to determine, praise the Lord, that we're going to serve the Lord. Step number one is determining to serve the Lord. Now it's your decision. Amen. God will not force you to serve Him. God will not force you to submit yourself to Him. Amen. But step number one of being a Christian, I'm talking about we ought to obey God. God says to. Amen. He said, submit yourself. He didn't say, that's not a suggestion. Amen. That's a statement. So step number one, Christianity, praise God, is to submit ourselves to the Lord. Praise God. And step number two, I believe, as a Christian, is joining a good Bible-believing church. Amen? Hello? Amen, praise God. Is joining a good Bible-believing church. Praise God. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 47, right over, a few chapters back, He said, the Lord added unto the church daily such as should be saved. Now what happened to those that were saved? They were added to the church. Amen. They were added to the church. That's what's supposed to be happening, praise God. When we get saved, we ought to find ourselves a good Bible-believing church, praise God, and get in and begin to serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now this is basic B-I-B-L-E, just about as simple as it gets. But I believe in church, Brother Bill, we're missing these few simple steps, praise God, to being a child of God. Submitting ourselves to God and finding us a Bible-believing church to get into. Amen. Having love and compassion for each other, encouraging each other, bringing each other along, praise God. Showing each other the love of God, teaching and instructing, praise God. Amen. In the things of God. Praise His holy name. So we get in there and we find a good Bible-believing church and we get in and begin to be part of it. Amen. Now, I'm not just talking about coming to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. If you can make it then. Amen. But I'm talking about getting in the church, praise God, and being part of it. Talking to each other, loving each other, helping each other, being there, praise God, to help each other if we need to. Doing the things, praise God, that will bring glory and honor. Not doing it for ourselves, not doing it to be seen, praise God, but doing it for the glory of God. Amen. And God just a blessing in all of it. I love it, but it just blesses my heart to see it taking place, to see it happening. Amen. And God says when we become children of God, we determine in our hearts to serve the Lord. Amen. We submit ourselves to Him and we join the church, praise God. We join, praise the Lord, to do something for God. We don't just get in to put our name on a roll. We get in to help where we can. Amen. So we join the Bible. How do you join? In this church, we join by baptism. So the third step, amen, would be to be baptized. Now, baptizing doesn't save you. Amen? Amen. Baptizing, you could be saved till the tadpoles in the pond know your name and you'll still be lost. Amen? But baptizing makes a statement. It shows that commitment that you've made to the Lord. Amen? Praise God. It's something. Baptism is something that we should take very serious. Amen? It's not something we should just do popping our blow gum and having a good time and giggling about it. Baptize is a serious thing because it represents a commitment, a submission, a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Look at Romans chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6. Let's look at that just a minute tonight. In verse number 1. He says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Question mark. God forbid. Period. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many as us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Do you realize that we was baptized into His death? Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. There's got to be a change. Amen. Those that's died to sin with the Lord through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we rise up in a newness of life. There's a change. As Brother Bill used to always say, if there's not a change, there's not a chance. Amen. If we die to sin, if we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we die out to sin, we die out to self, and we raise up in newness of life. Verse number 5, he says, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection." We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. "Knowing this," now watch this, "that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." I don't know about you, but I don't care much for sin. Amen. Because God don't like it. And if God's not pleased with it, I sure ain't going to like it. Amen. So I try my best not to do sinful things. I try my best not to do those things. In other words, that would break the heart of God. Hello? Something to think about, isn't it? But it's just little childlike thinking, praise God, that makes a difference in our life. I told Teresa yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, I had to go pick up some things. I was going through Home Depot, and I come out one aisle, down the main aisle toward the cash registers, and there's a little boy and his mother was coming up the aisle this way, and I was coming this way, and a little fella had his mama, she had him by the head, and I could tell he'd rather not been held, he'd like to have been turned loose, and he had an American flag in his right hand, and as they come by me, Brother Jeff, he lunged at me and tried to hit me with his flag. And I thought to myself, what in the world would compel a little kid to try to hit a perfectly good stranger, a stranger with the American flag? I start saying a perfectly good American flag. Amen. What would compel that? That's sin in you. And it's wanting to come out. Amen. Bible said a rod drive that out of you pretty quick. Amen, but we don't want to do it. And boy, she just apologized to me up and down. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. She said, you shouldn't do that. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, sin causes us to do foolish things. Amen. But God said that those that are dead, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that we cease to sin. We start allowing Him to control those things in us, those desires, those ambitions, by submitting ourselves to God, by getting in a good Bible-believing church, praise God, and God Almighty begins to, through the baptism of His Spirit, He puts in us, praise God. Newness of life comes out, and we don't do those things no more. Amen. So, I don't go to Home Depot and jump out and go across there and find the biggest person I can and just bop him upside the head. The world's crazy. We were going out the road yesterday, me and my wife, and a car come out of Aiken Road. We were on the main road. He come to the stop sign, kind of just slowed down, whipped out in front of us. And I was on him, and I applied the brake to slow down, and he gave me a one-finger gesture because he pulled out in front of me. Amen? Yeah, he told me I was number one. I said, I am because I hit the brakes and didn't run over you. Amen? But that's the way people say, and if we ain't careful, we go that way because of ungodliness, because sin in our life. And what happens is we come up to an age of accountability, and we don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, so we just continue to live our lives in sin, and we start to begin to believe, Brother Bill, that everybody's wrong but us. The whole world's messed up. The whole world ought to bow down to me. The whole world ought to get out of my way. Hello? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Amen. And it's nothing but sin. It's selfishness, it's sinfulness, praise God, that's in people today. But and the only way to get out is the simple steps of Christianity, praise God. We ought to obey God. Amen. If that little mama the Paul Harvey version, if that little mama would just tell little Junior, praise God, you know what, Junior, we need to love other people. You know, we can't go out looking for a fight. It still blows my mind. What would compel a little fellow like that to try to hit a stranger? I didn't have my Trump hat on or nothing. Amen. He was waving American flag. I thought he was on my side. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's sinfulness. It's in us, praise God. And it takes the Word of God to drive it out. You know what I thought to myself? I thought as I went and got in the truck, I thought, Lord, help that little mama, praise God, to get Junior down to a good Bible-believing church where he can find the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, where he won't want to beat on somebody. Amen? Or have a different attitude about things. Said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him and the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. You know, I don't have the problem with sin that I used to have. Hello? And I've told you before, Brother Bill, that was a long time in my life. I was a Christian. I accept Lord Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and Savior. But I hadn't submitted myself to Him like I should have. I was still trying to do things. I was still trying to be that good person. I was still trying to have the right attitudes and talk right and walk right and act right. Praise God, without submitting myself to the Lord, praise God. And it wouldn't work. The old person, me, that old man that Paul's talking about here, praise God, he kept coming out on me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. That old ugly part of who we are, it just keep coming out. He said, but when we submit ourselves to God, he said, praise God, the dead is freed from sin. Those that are dead to sin, praise God, are freed from sin. Amen. He said, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. That's where my hope is. Amen. You say, yeah, one day, preacher, we're going to get over there in heaven and be with Jesus and everything's going to be okay. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I ain't waiting till I get to heaven, praise God. I'm going to live with my Lord and Savior right now here today in the present that He might preserve me in the future. Keep me, praise God, by His mighty hand. Amen. Praise God, I'm a child of God, submitting myself to God, Bible-believing church, praise God, baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ, raised in a likeness, praise God, of His resurrection in newness of life. Bless His holy name. He goes on verse 9, says, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him, so there's no more authority. Death on it. Remember I told you a story about death and he had the Lord on the first day after the crucifixion, after his burial, the second day after his burial, he said, I still got him. Amen. The sting of death still had him, but that third day, old Satan, Lucifer, the flew foot come along, he said, well, death, how about it? And boy, the sting of death, praise God, he said, just shaking his head, so nonchalantly, he said, what's the matter with you? And he turned around and his stinger had been plucked out. Amen. Jesus Christ and God turned loose, praise God. He come out of there victorious over death in the grave. Amen. Sting of death, praise God, has no authority, no rule over the Lord Jesus Christ. I think I'll just go with Him. Amen. I think I'll just stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. Verse number 10 says, for in that He died unto sin once. I wonder how many times we're going to have to die out to sin. If you try to live a sinless life within yourself, you'll die and die and die and continue to die. But when you die out to sin, praise God, put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and submit yourself to Him, I praise God, you can begin to live a victorious life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He makes the difference. Praise His name. He said, but in that He liveth unto God. Who are you living for? Praise God, I'm living for my Heavenly Father. Amen. In the likeness of my Savior, I'm going to see Him one day. Bless His holy name. Amen. What about you? Hey, is there any doubt in your mind tonight? Hey, who your God is, who your Savior is, who bought you with the price? Paid the price of your sin. Praise God. We ought to obey God, praise God, in the steps of a Christian. Bless His name. So we ought to be baptized. Amen. And then we begin, once we're baptized, we begin to study the Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse 15, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He said, we get in there and we begin to look at the word of God, and we begin to feed on the word of God, and we begin to soak up the word of God. Amen. Listen, you say, preacher, I don't have much time to read and study the word of God. Listen to me. You'll spend an hour, 2 hours going looking at your emails. You'll spend an hour or two a night going looking through your Facebook account seeing what's going on all over the world, and then you say you ain't got a couple of minutes today that you can get into the Word of God and read and study to show yourself approved unto God, I won't say you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Amen. We say we don't have time. Amen. Hey, there ain't no excuse today. Every phone's got a Bible app now. Amen. You can set it up, amen, whether you want to or not. You can set it up, Brother Bill, so that every day there'll be scriptures come on your phone. Amen. Hey, it'll pop up there for you to read. And it ain't real safe, but you can read that while you're riding down the road. Amen. Hey, praise God. Well, you've got the app now. It'll read it to you. Hey, man, go get you a copy of Alexander Scorby reading the Word of God and put it in your CD player while you're going down the road instead of listening to your country music, amen. And that way you'll get home with joy in your heart instead of being sad because poor old Leroy lost all he had. Amen. Only way to find a good country western song is to play it backwards. Amen. That way he gets his boat back and his house back and his car back. He quits drinking and gets his wife back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I want to say, glory to God, or take some time for the Word of God. To study, to show ourselves to prove. What does that mean, Pastor? He means that to know the Word of God. So if somebody asks you a question, praise God, you may not know the answer, but you can find it. Best piece of advice I ever got in Bible college was Dr. Day. And he said, fellas, I don't expect you to memorize this whole book. He held up this old black back King James Bible. He said, I don't expect you to memorize this whole book. He said, but if I ask you something about this book, I expect you to be able to find it in this book. Amen. You know what he was saying? He said, I don't want you just go around telling people this and that, what you think they want to hear, praise God. He said, open up this blessed old book and show them the Word of God. Amen. It'll make a difference. If we study to show ourselves approved. Amen. A worthless be to not be ashamed. I'm saying there's a whole lot of us today ought to be ashamed for no more time than we spend in the Word of God. Amen. Or to be ashamed. And not only do we need to study the Word of God, but we need to attend church. Amen. Find us a good, get in a good Baptist church and attend. Amen. Be there. Attend, attendance. That word attend means attendance. Amen. That means showing up. You can't get help from God if you ain't showing up. Amen. The Word of God, hey, praise God, you say, boy, I really like that preacher. He's really letting them have it. Amen. Letting them, boy, they're getting it. But he wants us all to get it, praise God. That's why he would tell us in Hebrews chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 22. He starts out with this. He said, let us draw near to with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. You say, preacher, where do you get that from the Word of God? When you study and it shows you have proved to God, work with thee not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. That's where you get that. When you're drawing near, how do we draw near to God? Well, he's not some big fuzzy teddy bear or Buddha or something like that here on this earth that we can snuggle up to. Praise God. The way we get close to God, amen, get near to him is get near to his word. Amen? Amen. Get near the word, the scriptures, the word of God, truth. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. But now watch verse 25. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one. Now you can't exhort one another if you ain't here. Right. Amen. If you're not attending, assembling, you can't exhort. It's hard to exhort from afar. Amen. Hello, don't doubt me. Amen. I'm just preaching in the book. Don't get mad at the mailman. Praise God. He's not forsaking some of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more. Now watch this. As you see the day approaching. He said, as the day approaches, we need to be encouraging and exhorting one another. Amen. assembling ourselves together. That's why we need fellowship. We need, number one, we need preaching of the Word of God. We need truth. Right out of the book, that's what I'm giving you tonight. I'm giving you truth from the Word of God, what God has to say to you and me. Amen? It'll help our hearts. It'll make us fit for heaven, praise God. It's the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. And God's wanting us to take it. All we got to do is, it's not that hard. God's made this thing so simple that a little kid can do it. It's just taking the truths of God and apply them to our hearts. Now, there's a difference between having it in your head and having it in your heart. I believe there's a lot of folks got it in their head. We know what God says. But we're talking about we ought to obey God and the steps to being a Christian. The steps of Christianity. Amen. And what we're seeing is the Word of God, the preaching Word of God. We need that. That's why we assemble ourselves together. Amen. So through the foolishness of preaching. Now, it's not foolish preaching. Not if it's the Word of God, but it's the foolishness of preaching. It's the Word of God being manifest to your hearts. Amen. And then in that, we have Christian fellowship. A lot of people today say, well, preacher, I can live at the house, I can do good, I can read my Bible and study. Without the fellowship, you'll cool off and die. We need fellowship with one another because we need to exhort and encourage it. And in times like these, we need it more than we ever have before. Amen? We need encouragement from the Lord. Praise His holy name. Amen? Encourage, exhorting one another. So much the more as you see the day approaching. Need to be encouragers in fellowship, praise God. In order to do that, we have to attend. Assemble ourselves. Apparently, during Paul's time, there were some said, "Yeah, we'll just sit at the house. Amen. You just go ahead, and we'll root you on from over here." Amen. But he said it wasn't the same. We need to assemble together, praise God, and magnify and lift up the Lord together. You know why? You know why God wants us to do that? Because that's what we're going to be doing when we get to heaven. And He wants us to practice here. For when we get over there. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like to practice. Amen. I like to come together with brother and sister and worship the Lord, Spirit and truth. I like what's been going on around here. Amen. I like the sweet spirit moving through our hearts and helping us. Amen. So he said we need to attend church, praise God. We need to show up. Amen. And then he goes to number six. He said we need to be faithful stewards. Amen. Need to be faithful stewards. That's what he tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. He said, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. So that's where it all comes together. He said, in our faithfulness to the Lord. See, a person that submitted ourselves to God, accept Lord Jesus Christ, and determined to serve Him and submitted to Him, praise God, then we become a faithful steward to the Lord. A faithful steward, someone who's willing to give. When we realize that everything we have, brother Scott, it belongs to God. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I own this and own that. No, you don't. We're just borrowing it for a while. Amen? While we're here. Everything that we have, it belongs to God. And we wonder why we don't have the more. Amen? Hey, we can have all we want because God's big. He's got it all. But you know what? It depends on how we use what we got, how much God's willing to give us, I believe. Sometimes, amen, He just ain't, we can't be confident with what we have. Amen? He can't trust you. That's right. So all we have, it belongs to God. He says, ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. He said, tells us that. He said, we don't even own ourselves. That we belong to God. You and I belong to God. Amen? Praise God. So what is he talking about? He's talking about everything belongs to God. So it comes to a place, amen, when we look at it and we say, well, you know what? Then maybe we ought to give back to God just a little bit. Amen? If somebody gives you a whole lot, don't you think it'd be nice every now and then that we just give a little bit back? Amen? Hello? Now, I'm still in the book. Amen? I'm still in the book. He said, we need to give just a little bit back. In other words, what you might say is we need to pay his tithe back. Amen? What we owe to God. You know, preacher, what do we owe God? We owe God everything. Because He's given us everything.
Amen?
Amen? Everything we have is a gift from God. He tells us over in Malachi. He tells us over in Malachi chapter number 3. He asks a question here. He's talking to His people. He said, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me." Now this is God speaking. "But you say, wherein have we robbed thee?" They asked the question. Where have we robbed thee? He said, "In tithes and offerings." Amen. He said, "You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." You know what the nation of the United States is doing? We're robbing God. Every day. God's blessed us in such a magnificent fashion, and we don't even recognize how much God's given us. Amen. The tithe, he said, we don't even give the tithe. And it was given plumb back in Leviticus. God told us in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, he said, all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto thee. And if a man will at all redeem all of his tithes, he shall add thereunto the fifth part thereof. He said, praise God, if you want to get full benefit, praise God, just add a little bit more. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that a wonderful thing? He said, take all that God's got, praise, and pay Him back His part. Now, does anybody know the definition of a tithe? That's your almsgiving. A tithe means a tenth. It's a hard definition, but it means a tenth. So what God gives us, if we just give back a tenth, amen, that's His. That's what belongs to God. God, amen. God, listen, God says, He told him, He said, what's happened? He said, the reason you're in such a distress, He said, that you've robbed God. You've robbed me. He said, how have we robbed Him? He said, you've robbed Him of your tithe. He said, God's been so good to you, you don't even recognize how good He's been. Amen. He says, I keep blessing you, praise God. He said, but the Lord, amen, He said, hey, listen, He said, I give you, praise God. He said, it's part of the giving is giving the tithe, praise Lord. He said, so that I can bless you the more. What we're missing today, praise God, is we're thinking that everything is ours, praise the Lord. When it's not ours, it's His. Amen. Hello, now you've done dried up on me. I'm trying to tell you how the steps to Christianity, how to be blessed in the Lord. Amen? How to be blessed in the Lord. He goes on in Malachi chapter number 3. And he says this. He says, verse 10, he says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. So what he says, he said, bring the tithe. He said, bring a tenth of everything you got and just give it to God. Amen? Hello. A tenth. Now if you got $10, give him $1. If you got $100, give him $10. If you got $1,000, give him $100. That's a tenth. That's a tithe. Amen? He said, the reason we're not blessed is because you're not honoring God. You said you're holding back, kind of like Ananias and Sapphira. They were holding back part of it, even though it was all in their possession, but they held back a part of it. They begrudged it to God who'd give it to them. Amen? But he said, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall but not be room enough to receive it. He said, if you'll just honor my name, praise God, if you'll just honor me with that's mine, praise God, he said, I'll open up the windows of heaven. He said, everything that's in heaven, praise God, will be allowed to run out on you and you so that you can receive the blessings of God like I love you and what I want to bless you with. Amen. But the whole world around us, we're so greedy and so selfish, we'll hold back a part of it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what's going on? Praise the Lord. Listen, he's telling us here. He said in verse number 11, he goes on. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. God says, I'll bless you and I'll make you prosperous. When you lay hands on it, it won't be such a struggle, praise God, because you'll realize it. You put the garden out and you say, good Lord, it's yours. Hey, just trust Him, praise God, to make it. Just about every year I give away about half of my garden. All that work, Brother Bill. You say, well, why would you give? Because it just makes me feel good. Amen. If God blesses me with what I need, amen, I can put up extra for store, but praise God, I like to give it out. I like to help others with it, and I just believe it pleases God. Amen, because He just blesses me with that I have. Praise God. He opens up heavens. Why? Because of just being a faithful steward unto the Lord. He said it moreover is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithful in what we do, faithful in how we live, faithful in how we give. Amen. See, God says that we should give, and I said all that to say this, God says that we should give a tenth. A tenth is all it's required. That still leaves us 90%. Hello? Still leaves us 90%. You say, what are you talking? I'm talking about a tithe, but I'm not only talking about tithe, I'm talking about a time. Amen. I'm talking about our talent. Amen. As well as our time. 10%. 10% of our time. 10% of our talent to be used for the Lord. Does that sound like it's asking too much? When we still got 90% of it to use for us. Amen. But basic little baby steps. And God says we ought to, the Bible, Peter says we ought to obey God. Amen. And we ought to take little bitty baby steps to be a Christian. The kind of Christian that God called us to be for the glory of God, Brother Kevin, that we might manifest Him our desire to be pleasing to God. It's not that hard when we submit ourselves. God said we've got to start in the right order. Amen. If you start down the very bottom trying to give of your tithe, your time and your talent, amen, without submitting to the Lord first, it won't work very well. Amen. But if we go through the steps and we submit ourselves to the Lord and we join, get in a good Bible-believing church and reinforce each other, be baptized, praise God, join that church and begin to study the Word of God, begin to attend church, amen, get in there and encouraging each other, praise the Lord, and encourage us. And when you do that, you begin to do all the things that he told us to do in being a good steward. Amen. We begin to do things for the glory of God, for the cause of Christ. And God begins to bless us for it. We got the basic principle down here, folks. We got the basic principle down. We just have to just do these little bitty baby steps. And amen, it brings glory to God. It'll help our lives. It'll establish us for the cause of Christ. That we can come out of this thing. Amen. It'll be a whole lot easier. Once you submit yourself to God, everything else begins to fall in place. Amen. It begins to fall in place. It begins to make sense. And it's not that hard. Then when you get down to the last part, just giving back to the Lord, He gives all His time for us. He said He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's always watching over. He's always taking care of us. The Bible says He never slumbers or sleeps. Amen. He don't rest on His watch when He's watching over you. Boy, I tell you what, we ought to be good stewards. We oughtn't to be a bit afraid to do our little bitty part. Amen. And giving Him just a little bit of our time and our talent and our tithe. Amen. To bring glory to God. That God Almighty could get glory out of everything that's done. Amen.